Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green vest
come on. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. I've got the call screen in front of me, so if you'd like to call us and ask your questions about survival and preparedness, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, we'll pay for the call. Aaron Dakins is with us, and Aaron broadcasts right with us right here on Genesis Communications Network from 10 to midnight, Monday through Friday. The broadcast is called The Truth Traveler. Welcome, Aaron.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning. I was surprised that you called me Vincent. Normally on the air, you call me Mr. Finelli. And why is that?
I don't know. I have this thing with formality with Italians, maybe. I don't know.
Aaron, you and I talk.
I call you Vincenzo, and then you think you're in trouble.
Aaron, you and I talk just about every day, and we spend a lot of time on the phone. And I've met you twice.
Twice, yeah, you've been stuck with me.
And you came to the farm for the expo, and you and your husband came. It was great to meet Brad and you. And then we went to a preparedness expo in Indiana. That was great to spend some time with you guys. But anyway, Aaron, it's 2 hours that we're going to spend today about preparedness regarding medicine and what
right.
you should have, you know, ready to go at your location, wherever you are, and maybe even have a go bag. Let me preface this by saying, a couple of years ago, I had a doctor's appointment with my medical doctor, not Dr. Shealy. This was another doctor in Springfield, Missouri. Just my general practitioner for an annual checkup. And I said to him, you know, it might be nice to have some antibiotics at the ready. You know, should I be in need of that. So can you get me a prescription so that I can have, you know, antibiotics at my home should someone need them, and that way we won't have to run to the pharmacy because I live in the middle of nowhere. And by the way, most doctor's offices are closed Friday afternoons through Monday morning. What do you think? And he bristled at that. And
did he really?
Yeah, he did. He did. It's like, you know what? If you need us, we're here. You know, just make an appointment. Right? Make an appointment. So I haven't seen him very often. I might have seen him once since then. And you know, you can get antibiotics from other places. You don't need to get them from your doctor or your pharmacy. And let's talk about that today too. Okay?
We sure can. I got a good place for him.
Okay, well, and let's talk about, you know, why you might have antibiotics. So, Aaron, to have antibiotics at the ready, like for me, it's okay. It's easy. I'm a farmer, and I have animals, and they get sick. So, you know, we have the same antibiotics at the farm for our animals that they're the darn same things that people use, you know. And
right.
and the instructions, the data sheet that comes with the bottle of antibiotics, and one size is for humans and the other side is for animals.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same sheet.
That's right.
It's the same stuff.
It's the same stuff. Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that.
Okay, is that where you want to start?
Sure.
I was a registered veterinary technician for 25 years before I retired. So I was really involved in allopathic medicine until I realized, oops, you know, vaccines and whatnot are killing my patients, and I had to retire. I'm like you, Vincent. I prefer more natural approaches, but sometimes there, you know, antibiotics are warranted, okay? And you're going to want to have a supply of antibiotics on hand. I tend to order the capsules and put them in my refrigerator. I've even got some in my freezer. There's two of them that I consider, I think everybody should have stocked up a supply of. One is amoxicillin. I know everybody knows that one. And I like the other ones called Keflex or Cephalexin. I'll give you an example. Say the grid is down, whatever. Say you can't go to a doc in the box. Maybe there aren't doctors around anymore for whatever reason. We're not going to get into that today. I think we all know the reasons why. But say somebody in your group or somebody that's with you all of a sudden has maybe an infected tooth or an abscess tooth. That's pretty painful. I mean, that could pretty much take you out of the picture for a while. I'm sure we've all been there. Having some amoxicillin or even some Keflex put back is probably pretty good idea because you can knock that infection down and get it to the point where, you know, they can function even and continue going. I know a lot of people will take a round of antibiotics for a bad tooth. It takes care of the infection right then, and they go on for another year or two before they have another problem. You can find the animal antibiotics, which are the same as people, like Vincent said. A lot of them are also fish antibiotics. Now, there is a website. It's called calvetsupply.com. calvetsupply.com. You can order 500 milligram amoxicillin capsules. There's 100 count for $25.99. I think that's a pretty good price, and you would have it just throw it in your fridge or your freezer. I think, and they have Keflex. They have, if you need other stuff, they have that too. They have ketoconazole. That's for fungal infections. They have, oh my gosh, they have everything you need right here, and it's called Cal Vet Supply. So I think it's a good place to stock up on those antibiotics.
Okay, well, I've done that. And so one of the things that we do on this broadcast, and I know you do on yours, on the Truth Traveler at night, Aaron, is you lead by example. So we tell stories about things that we have done, true stories. Mm-hmm. And so we have antibiotics for our animals, and it's all above board. It's not like we're skirting the law. We have animals, we have cats, we have dogs. And I found that it's much less expensive to buy antibiotics by the jar than by the each. Okay? So when you have a pharmacist count them out, they cost a lot more than if you buy the entire bottle. And the entire bottle can last years and years and years if you keep it cool and dry, as you've said. So I'm thinking that the last jar of antibiotics that I bought, 500, was $65.
Good price.
So, yeah. Now it may have gone up, but I can't have. It couldn't have gone up that much. So that's quite inexpensive. So for our class today, Cal Vet Supply. Now we have no financial interest in Cal Vet Supply.
None whatsoever.
Nope. You may want to go to your veterinarian and say, you know, you'd like some for your animals, and see what they say. You might want to call them up and say, I'd like to come in. I'd like to get 100. Can you have them ready for me? I'll be there in, you know, this afternoon. See what happens and find out how much they are. But getting them in the original jar, that's the hot setup, because then you've got a sealed jar and it lasts longer.
That's
so
right.
we have exactly that. We have amoxicillin and we have cephalaxin as well. So that's great. So
I think they're perfect antibiotics to have on hand. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else should we consider? Oh, and what would we use? Let's go through for humans. Let's say a human had a problem. What would you use amoxicillin for?
I'll use it for anything. If you've got a wound that's infected, amoxicillin or Keflex, either one, I will use for dental. I'll use for infections. Now, the best one, mm-hmm. at least in animals when I was in practice, okay, that we used for, like, oral issues in animals was a product called Antirobe. And you could probably find that on here, too. But as a general rule, Keflex and amoxicillin are going to get you through the pinch that you need for your animals or yourself, really. We keep these in stock all the time. Brad tends to have dental issues after being over in Iraq. So we've always kind of got a little supply of this on hand for when he has a flare-up. Mm-hmm. If you have somebody who has an infected wound, put them on some amoxicillin. For those of you that have had cats that maybe have a chronic respiratory infection, cats get that a lot. As long as the nasal discharge is clear, you're okay, and I wouldn't use antibiotics. But if it starts to turn that greenish or that yellowish, which we call purulent discharge, then you're definitely going to want to put them on some amoxicillin, that sort of thing. I've used it for abscesses. You know, you have somebody gets tangled up with one of your fences. I'm sure you've had that happen, Vincent.
Yeah. I don't like it to happen, but, you know, sometimes the cows stick their heads through and they get a little wound. Yep.
Yep. We had an alpaca decide to stick his head through a fence a couple months ago. And when he did it, he totally lacerated the side of his face. So, you know, there's always something going on. And these come in real handy. And the capsules are easy. If you have something that's smaller, like maybe you have a 500 milligram capsule of amoxicillin, but you have a small cat that needs it, use half a capsule, mix it in something, hide it in something, some tuna with oil. Some people will go to the health food store and buy the gel caps, the empty ones. You can buy the right size that you need. It's real handy to have some gel caps that are empty put up too, Vincent.
Well, that's a really good point. As you were saying that, I was typing eBay. I just clicked eBay. And because you can buy gelatin capsules in bulk, and you can buy a capsule machine so that you can fill 100 or so at a time. And as a matter of fact, one of our instructors recommends that we make our own vitamins and mineral supplements and encapsulate them ourselves. We'll be right back. Aaron Dakins, The Truth Traveler. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt? debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Aaron, I went to eBay during the break, and I looked up capsule machines, and I found one that's very, very inexpensive. It's a small unit, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It holds 50. 50 capsules, and you can make it, and the price shipped to your door is $10.94.
That's
and
a good
if you
price.
Want a, well, you know, I look for good prices. And then I found another one that is a lot larger. It's a 400 capsule capacity, and it's $79.90 shipped. So what a great way to go. And let's say you want to figure out how you can make this tax deductible. Well, so you start your blog and you talk about neat survival and preparedness products, and you start writing about them. You say, well, you know, I bought this capsule machine, and here's my evaluation of it, and now that $10.94 is a deduction against your business. Or let's say you buy both of them, and you say, well, you know, I really like the one that can make 400 capsules better. So now you have two of them. They're both business deductions. And then, of course, the gelatin capsules are now a business deduction, because what your business is writing on your blog about business products, about preparedness, and your take on it. And what you're trying to do is find advertisers for your blog. So that's your business. Your business model is to find advertisers, and you write about neat products that you want to evaluate for your preparedness business. Now, I don't know, what do you do with all these things when you, after you buy them for your business? I guess either you sell them or keep them and take more pictures of them, right? So there,
right, right.
There you go. You have, well, I mean, seriously, if you want to start your business and acquire some preparedness supplies, what a great way to do it and have it be deductible. And by the way, I'm going to be teaching that on the 30th of this month in Mountain Home, Arkansas at the Preppers and Patriots Expo, Mountain Home, Arkansas, on Saturday the 30th of this month. Just one more item in our toolkit that we need, Aaron. I do not have a capsule machine yet, but, you know, one of our instructors from across the pond was telling me, and I'm sure he was telling you separately, was about equine supplements that they're going to give your racehorses. Mm-hmm. And we can encapsulate them. You have to get the right ones. And I guess we have to be careful about what we say on the air. But some people use horse vitamins and minerals, put them in capsules, take them every other day, and they save an enormous amount of money. Probably, I'll bet they save 90%. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're probably pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. But I think the smaller capsule machine would be perfect for most people. And that's probably $10 to $15 pretty well spent. That's just what I think.
Yeah.
The thing that people need to think about, Vincent, is if something happens in America, which we think it probably will at some point, and you can't just go to a hospital, you can't just go to a doctor. Back in the day, before we had all these quote-unquote doctors, which the American doctors, the allopathic doctors, I think they're really good at any kind of trauma. You know, other stuff, I tend to try to treat stuff myself at home. But for trauma, they're pretty good. But back in the day, an infection could kill you. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
If we're in a grid-down kind of situation, you're bunkered in wherever you are, what if somebody's out fixing a fence? How many times have you cut yourself fixing a fence or wiring up a fence or anything else, working on a vehicle? If you don't clean that wound and take care of it, the infection could kill you because it will go systemic. So having your antibiotics ahead of time is a step in the right direction. But I know you wanted to talk about also what to do with lacerations, and we'll discuss that too. But listeners, I think you probably get your pen and paper ready to take some of these notes down too, because there are going to be some recipes and how to do something that might just save a life at some point. That's what we need to be cognizant of, is that the little things will be the ones that kill you. You know, it may not be the, you know, the banker dad down the road that goes Mad Max because he's out of food that gets you. It might be that half-inch laceration on your thigh. So people need to keep that in perspective.
And, you know, yesterday our son was interning at a veterinarian's clinic. And he got sprayed with hydraulic oil because a hydraulic hose burst. And, you know, something as simple as that, you don't want to wear that on your clothing all day. You want to get that off you immediately because it could harm you. Your body.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Aaron Dinkins and I are talking about medical supplies that you should have at your home for your preparedness in case of an emergency. Mm-hmm. And, Aaron, we're talking about lacerations. You know, I go through barbed wire fences every day, and sometimes I get cut. I work with machinery here at the farm, and sometimes I get cut and banged up. And so we have items to treat those kinds of injuries. We have the tools here. And I think as you were talking about, as we spiral down toward the abyss, when that doctor is not available, when that nurse is not available, when that pharmacy is not available, when the grid is down, we should have what we need before we need it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the lacerations. You know, one of the things that a lot of us don't like to do when we get cut is we don't like to clean that cut out because it hurts. But
sure.
If you went to the emergency room, first thing they would do is clean out the cut, right?
Yep, they would. But you might look out and they might numb it for you, too.
Hmm.
I know.
Yeah. Want to talk about
that? But you do have to clean it out. Yeah, that was the thing. I have some lidocaine injectable. I think everybody knows what lidocaine is, right? I have some. But you look at it and you think, what if it's 10, 15, 20 years of the rest of my life? Are those couple little vials going to be enough? Now, say you're out tending a fence. Say you come up to the house and you've got a 2-inch laceration on your thigh. And it's gone through all the layers of your skin and we're down to the meat. So, yes, we've got to clean it out. We've got to flush it out. And I'll get into some things to flush it, too, Vincent, for everybody. But it's going to need sutures. Now, a lot of us have butterfly bandages put back in our kits. But sometimes that's shit and super glue. You can use super glue to close up small lacerations, okay? No problem. But, you know, a 2-inch or something like that you're probably going to need sutures. Well, lidocaine goes a long way into making the person doing the suturing easier, and it makes it easier on the person that's having to get the sutures, too. Because I don't know about you, but I don't like pain any more than I have to take. So I couldn't figure out I knew there was a way to make lidocaine, and I found it. So, Vincent, if you want me to share that, I will go through this recipe with people.
Well, that sounds great. Let me see. I've got my notebook out. I've got my pen out. So we're going to make a local anesthetic.
Correct. And then I'll talk about how to do that. Now, lidocaine comes, it's called lidocaine hydrochloride or lidocaine HCl. You want to find the water-soluble powder. Now, you can buy this online, and you just have to Google it. And you can buy it online. It's not that expensive to buy it. You're not going to need very much. So if you could get by, a lot of times it's about $1 a gram. So if you could buy 15 to 20 grams, something like that, it's probably going to be oodles and gobs too much. Just get what you can. I have found several different places that sell it, but I haven't ordered it yet. Okay? So get that. Now, it's lidocaine hydrochloride powder. You want the water-soluble kind. If you can obtain USP grade, that's fine. If not, then get the lab grade. Okay, it's fine. You're going to need some sterile saline, and I will go through a recipe in a minute on how to make your own sterile saline, too, so you have that. You're going to need a thermometer, like a cooking thermometer kind of thing. A scale. You know, go to a head shop or a tobacco shop, and they have the little scales. It's just like about the size of a wallet. And it's got a little dish that you can measure stuff in. We won't go into what they're measuring. But anyway, you can get them there. They're $25-$30. You need a small funnel, a surgical clamp, some scissors. And what you're going to do, and I'm just going to read this recipe. You can clean all your equipment with some regular rubbing alcohol. Now, this particular person used, you can buy sterile saline in little plastic vials. I prefer just to make it, but I'm going to go through and read the recipe as he writes it here. They're 15 ml plastic vials, and what you want to do is you want to make basically a 2% lidocaine solution. On these little vials, you're going to cut it comes where you snip the top off and you've got the saline open. You're going to add 0.3 grams of the lidocaine powder to that 15 ml vial of saline, okay? You have to use a teeny tiny funnel to do this. That's why I think there's probably better ways. But anyway, 0.3 grams to 15 mls of the saline. Then you're going to take this and put this in a jar, like a glass cup. You're going to put it down in a pan of water on your stove. You're kind of creating kind of a double boiler thing here because you don't want to melt the plastic vial. You want to heat that water to just past 176 degrees Fahrenheit because that is when the lidocaine powder will melt and dissolve into water. So you want to keep it on there till you get to that temperature, let it dissolve out. It'll go into the water and then take it off and let it cool down. Let it cool, and now you have a 2% injectable solution of lidocaine. Now, you can go to a lot of your, you can find these online, but you can go to a lot of your tractor supply stores, and you can buy all different sizes of syringes and needles. Now, if you're going to be injecting an area around a wound, the patient's going to appreciate a little bit smaller gauge needle. Now, when you gauge needles, the higher number that you have, like a 25 gauge needle, is a very, very small needle. When you get down to the 12 gauge needles, don't even come near me because that's a ginormous needle. Okay? So you're going to want to look for something like a 23 or a 25 gauge needle. If you can find a 1 ml syringe, that's fine. If not, just get the 3 ml syringes. The 25-gauge needles, I always keep those around. I have those around. They're great for taking splinters out, too, by the way. And they're sterile, so it's nice. I like the 1cc or the tuberculin syringes, they're called, for this kind of job. But I'll use what I have. I just like the 1cc when you're injecting around a wound because it's a smaller syringe as far as the diameter goes. And it's easier to work with because you're going to use small amounts. So you're going to want to draw up your lidocaine solution into that syringe with your, hopefully, 25-gauge needle. But a 23 will work. When you get close to the 22 gauges, that's getting kind of big to do this. So try to stick with your 25-gauge needles. You can also, for those of you that are have insulin syringes around, you can use that too. That's just itty-bitty teeny-tiny. And it's a very short needle, so I prefer not to work with those myself. But you can do it. Draw up your solution. You're going to want to look at the gash that you're going to that you need to numb and going to suture it, and then put your needle on to just into the skin. Inject a little bit in that area. Pull out of the skin. Move around the laceration in small increments. I mean, be reasonable. You don't have to. It spreads when it gets in there, so you don't have to pull your needle out. Go a micron to the next site. Go maybe, I don't even know how to tell you, maybe an eighth of an inch. Go to the next site and inject. When you have done that all the way around the laceration, this really shouldn't sting too much because you're using a saline solution. Even though we're not putting any sodium bicarbonate in here as a buffer, I don't think you're going to need it. I think it'll work just fine. Here's the trick with this. Listeners, as soon as you inject, it doesn't mean it's numb. It's got to locate the nerves and deaden those nerves. You need to wait about 10 minutes before you start suturing. Trust me on that. If you finish injecting and just start suturing, they're going to feel it, and you're going to defeat the whole purpose of why you've done this to begin with. So let it wait about 10 minutes, suture it up. And that's going to work anywhere, animal or people. Now, Vincent, did you have any questions on that?
No, no, your explanation is very clear. And while you were talking about some of this, I went to eBay and I looked up some scales. And so if you don't want to have people visit you, you can search on jewelry scale. And I found some for $10 shipped, $7.49 shipped, $7.50 shipped, and as low as $5.10 shipped for a little tiny pocket scale that will measure the amount you're talking about. So very, very precise. But the problem is it is electronic and it does require a couple batteries. So, but you can get one of these scales for $5.10 shipped.
Yeah, they're cheap.
From China, from Hong Kong. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're going to come in real handy. I think it's a great item to add to your preps anyway.
Mm-hmm. We have one. We have one of those little scales for precisely these purposes. And ours, I think ours was a little bit more expensive. Ours was $9.99.
Okay, very good. And I think lidocaine, I think the ability to make lidocaine on your own is going to be critical. I put that really, really high at the list on my medical kit, just because it makes things so much easier on everybody involved in whatever trauma you're trying to deal with. You know, I can suture my animals up as long as I've got lidocaine. I do that myself. I don't have to make a trip to the vet.
Mm-hmm. And if toothache is a showstopper. If someone has a massive toothache, they're unable to complete virtually any task, including defend themselves. Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. When we were building our house, there was a guy who was helping us with concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a native here in the Ozarks, and he had like maybe one or two teeth left. And he pulled his own teeth with vice grips.
Mm-hmm. That makes me
cringe. I've never heard of that before.
I've heard a lot of people do that.
Okay. But the point of all that is, extreme as it sounds, what would we do if there were no dentist? Now, I think it'd be a lot more pleasant, as unpleasant as it would be. It'd be more pleasant if we had a local anesthetic. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I do, yeah. And I can go into that a little bit too for you.
All right, that's coming up right after these few short commercial announcements. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Aaron Dakins is with us, the Truth Traveler, right here, Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight, Central Time. And every once in a while, I join Aaron on her broadcast and on Fridays from 2 to 4 Central Time, Aaron and I host a show together. It's called The Bunker Files. And we talk about all kinds of things. Kind of like what we're talking about right now. Aaron, we're talking about pulling teeth with vice grips.
Nope.
And
no. have... Please, no. No.
Hey,
listeners. Ouch. No. Go ahead, Vincent.
There's a line outside the studio, people waiting for their turn.
Yeah, I'm sure. I would be running in terror. Listen, here's the thing. Pulling teeth is not easy. I did all of the dental work when I was in practice at the veterinary clinic. Now, we had general anesthesia for the animals, but we're not probably going to have that. So you're going to need a local anesthesia. Hence, the lidocaine can work.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, now's the time for you to research these things while we still have the internet. If you go to YouTube, there are a gazillion videos on nerve blocks, local anesthesia for the mouth. Now, there's a difference between numbing an area for laceration and a nerve block. Numbing the area for laceration, you're numbing the little bitty nerves that are around that break in the skin. When you're doing a nerve block, you're taking the lidocaine injectable and injecting it so it surrounds a main nerve, okay? And that's what you're going to have to do for dental. Now's your time to go to YouTube and watch some of these videos. There's different nerves that you need to do a nerve block on for different parts of the mouth. You have your mandible. That's the part of your mouth that moves up and down when you're flapping your jaws. And then you have your maxilla, which is the top. And then you go through the number of the teeth and all that stuff. We don't need to do that. To find a basic nerve block, There are, like I said, tons of videos there. You can use a 25-gauge needle, again, like we talked about. You see a lot of dentists will use a metal kind of syringe or a glass. Just use the plastic one. Come on. Be real about this. If you're going to pull one of my teeth, I want you to numb it a little bit, because what people don't understand is that tooth root is embedded in your jaw, but it has ligaments that go around it to secure it into that jaw. If you have a tooth that's really bad, like really really diseased tooth, it may have even spread into the bone around that tooth root, so they may be fairly easy to get out. But if you have one that maybe somebody just cracks the tooth, I mean, sometimes they have to get hit with something, okay? You crack the tooth, you can't save the tooth, you can't go to a dentist, what are you going to do? Because if you don't do something, that cracked tooth that probably has pulp exposed, it's going to be really painful. It's going to be set up for an infection that can go right into the jaw. You're going to have to get that tooth out of there, including the root and including any of that periodontal ligament that's still in there. So if you numb me, I'm going to be a lot happier with that. So you're going to find the nerve block. Just write it down. Watch the videos and take notes. That's it. And put it in your notebook. You're going to block the nerve. Now's the time to go to someplace like eBay or Amazon and order some of the dental instruments. They have beginning like dental instrument kits. You're going to have elevators and extractors. Now, an elevator, I don't know how to explain what it looks like. It's kind of like a metal stick, and it's got a little scoop at the end. And there's different sizes, and there's different, whether it's really curved or it's more pointy. And there's different ones. I think I probably have 8 different ones that I have in our kit. That's what you're going to use to break that periodontal ligament away from the bone to be able to pull the tooth out. You know, using vice grips, chances are those were diseased teeth anyway. Chances are that periodontal ligament was already breaking down. You've got to, and then, otherwise I don't know how you get it out. We'll pick this up after the break.
Well, yeah. Aaron Dakins, and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements and top of the hour news. And we're pulling teeth today. And we've got some more to tell you about emergency medical preparedness and your survival when we come back. This is USAPreparedness.com. Don't touch that dial.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.